I'd like you to tell me about your family now. Maybe start with your daughter and what she does and what her family
does. Well, my daughter's in the real estate business, and she also does income tax. And of course, Tom, he works for Lore. That's a specialty, isn't it? Lore's?
I don't know.
Well, it has to do with some parts of plumbing, I guess. I really don't know. Lore's is quite a big outfit.
And Tom is her husband?
Tom is her husband, uh-huh. Lynch is the name. Mm-hmm. And, well, they have the two children. The boy is in the third year in high school, and the girl, Susie, is in eighth grade, 13. No, they're nice kids, and Rob, he's all enthused over wood shop, and always gonna get money enough to buy wood to make things. This summer I gave him a polishing outfit so he could polish cars and make some money. And I guess he did all right. And Susie's done a lot of babysitting, and she's done fine. And when I gave her a birthday present in August, why, she spent it all for clothes. And Rob's birthday is tomorrow, and I gave him money, I imagine. When they get up in their teens, money is the most. They no longer want you to buy things for them. But whenever there's anything to be done, and Rob said he would polish my car, but when he did, he charged me $15 for it, although I paid him $80 for the cleaning outfit. So when he got his pants, he said, "Grandma, my pants need shortening. Will you do it for me?" And I said, "Yeah." So with the three pair of pants, I shortened them, and he sat there and looked over my shoulder to see that they all got done right. And he said, "Thanks, Grandma." And I said, "That's $15, Rob." Well, his face fell a foot. But I thought it was them. It was just good just to let him know that things aren't always pretty. No, we get along okay. I bring things home, and they want to know if they can't have what I bring in. Oh, yeah. But they live their life, I live mine. And I am 28 years older than my daughter. And we don't always see things just alike, which is, I think, normal for most mothers and daughters.
Is your daughter involved in activities outside her work, other kinds of?
She is in a bridge club. Mm-hmm. Yes, she plays bridge. Yeah. It's one game I don't care for. No, it's like I said, she goes her way and I go mine. Our social lives are very different. Yes. When she has company, I try to see to it that I'm not home. And although sometimes I get caught in the not knowing, you know, but I try not to interfere in their private life.
Do you have any idea of what her feelings about the women's movement are? If she's
she evidently must think they're pretty good. She works. Well, I think she thinks that She wants her daughter to, she makes them children both wash their own clothes and keep their rooms up. She don't do any of that. And she doesn't ask very much, not as much as I ask of her. I asked her when she was growing up to kind of clean up the house, but she never asked them to vacuum or do the dishes. And she's got a dishwasher, but I mostly clean the dishwasher out. And they don't have very many chores around home. Just their room.
Who does the cleaning?
Oh, and she has a woman come in once a week. She's had her for the last 6 years since I've been here. And one time when I was sick, this woman came over and stayed with me while my daughter went to work.
What about your son's family?
Well, he has, I don't know what the thing is now. I think both of her daughters by a previous marriage are living in Nebraska. She had two daughters, and they were only married 4 days when, they went to Disneyland and were driving from where you get off the train to the hotel, and a car struck the tram, and they were all hospitalized, but the little girl was 4 years old, and it tore her arm off, and they managed to save it. It's a bad situation here, but Disneyland settled for $100,000. That was for the girl. And my son has never taken any of that money. And she's old enough now, she has that. But when he married her, he was working for North American, and they paid the hospital bill, so that was around $15,000-$20,000 for that arm. And then the attorney charged $25,000, so that reduced the amount. So my son insisted on her having piano lessons to make her work her hands. And my daughter-in-law said if it hadn't been for Bob, she never would have regained the use of that hand and arm. But my son has two children by his wife now, a boy and a girl. The boy he'll be 13 in December, and the girl will be 9 in December. But they live in Idaho, and when he calls up, why, they always want to talk to me. I'm sorry I don't have a letter, but I got a letter from them, the children, thanking me for a gift I had sent. I made some doll clothes for the little girl. She asked me over the phone if I would make her some Barbie doll clothes. So I did. And that they ski, and they both of them take dancing lessons and music lessons. I have a dog and a cat. My daughter won't have pets around. And they go fishing, they have a boat. But then I think my son makes a little bit more than my son-in-law. And they have a beautiful home in Idaho.
What kind of work did she do there?
She's a truck driver. Mm-hmm. There's 40 pine trees in his backyard. It's beautiful up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Are you able to see them much?
Well, I was up there 2 years ago, and I was going to go up next week before last. But I checked and Douglas didn't come, and so I needed that much on to go on the trip. And now I think it's kind of late because, first off, it's getting to be the time of a new check coming up, and also when I'm trying to get ready to move. So I might have to put it off until Thanksgiving. He loves it up there. He thinks he said all those 40 years. Is he 40? Yeah, he must be 40. He's born in 34. he's almost 50. He said he spent 40 years trying to find out what the rest of the country was like, and now all this beautiful stuff. He can go moose hunting and elk hunting and bear hunting and all that river and everything. However, they got most of the ash from Mount St. Helens. That was a bad situation. So I'll go up again when things kind of smooth out for me. But, it'll be great. As a matter of fact, I'll show you my grandchildren's pictures if you'd like to see them. And the doll clothes that I made more of them and been selling. You know, that just tickles me to think, you know, just a bunch of scrap. And I have made it into something worth money. Mm-hmm. It's surprising, really.
So if you can't think of anything else that we could talk about, I think we'll quit now.
Not really.
Thank you.